Number 11.
I'm going shopping for a birthday present, Amy. Do you want to come?
Sure, that sounds fun. Whose birthday is it?
My sister's. I still don't have any idea what to get for her.
Well, let's go to the shopping mall and look around. Maybe we'll think of something once we're there.
Question. What are the boy and girl going to do today? Number 12.
Hello.
Hi, Lisa. It's Jack. Would you like to go see that French movie on Saturday night?
I'd like to, but I have my dance class on Saturday. How about Friday?
Friday's fine with me. I'll call you after work.
Question. Why can't they see the movie on Saturday? Number 13.
Welcome to the Silverton History Museum. Can I help you?
Yes. I'm here to see the special exhibit about the history of Silverton's trains. But I don't see any signs for the exhibit anywhere.
Sorry, sir. You're a day late. The train exhibit finished yesterday.
Oh, no. I was really looking forward to that exhibit.
Question. Why can't the man see the exhibit? Number 14.
Honey, have you seen my gray suit? I want to wear it to the office tomorrow.
Isn't it hanging in the closet?
No, it's not. I wonder where it is.
Oh, I remember. You spilled wine on it last weekend, so I took it to the dry cleaners a few days ago. It should be ready today.
Question. Where is the man's suit? Number 15.
Coach Ebert, I'm thinking about playing volleyball this year.
That's great. Have you ever played before?
No, I haven't. I'm not that tall either. Can I still join the team?
Of course, Anne. We have players of all skill levels, and we're looking for more students to join us.
Question. What is one thing the man says about the volleyball team? Number 16.
Hello, sir. Can I help you?
Yes. I'd like to visit Singapore next month.
All right. Would you like to reserve plane tickets and a hotel room?
Yes. And I'd like to go as cheaply as possible.
Question. What is the man doing now? Number 17.
Excuse me. I noticed this scarf fall out of your backpack. Here you are.
Oh, thank you so much. This was a present from my mother.
Your bag is wide open. I hope nothing else fell out.
It seems to be okay. Luckily, everything else is still inside.
Question. What did the man do for the woman? Number 18.
How was your trip to England, Sue?
Well, the weather wasn't so good, but everything else was great. We stayed in northern England, in a city called York. There are so many historical buildings and other cultural attractions there.
Oh, castles and churches? Places like that?
Yes. Many of the buildings are hundreds of years old. It was so interesting.
Question. What did the woman like most about her trip to York? Number 19.
Carrie, can you come into the living room for a minute?
What's up, Dad? I have to go to my ice skating lesson now.
Oh, I wanted to talk to you about our vacation next week, but we can talk after dinner.
All right. I'll be home at about 5.
Question. What will Carrie do next? Number 20.
Perfect fit shoes. How can I help you?
Hello. May I speak to Greg, please? This is his wife.
Oh, hi, Carol. Sorry. Greg just went out for lunch. He should be back soon, though.
Thanks. I'll call him on his cell phone then.
Question. What is Greg doing now?